while initially opposing a Bill of Rights, some of the framers expressed concern that in enumerating rights, some would inevitably be left out, and thus the rights of the people would be rendered incomplete. Do you believe there are rights that should have been included in the Constitution but were not, and even to this day have not been added?
Well, that's where the Ninth Amendment comes in and says, suppose we did leave some stuff out. The fact that a right isn't mentioned doesn't mean it doesn't exist. So if a right isn't enumerated, but it's maybe implicit in the structure of the Constitution as a whole, you should protect it. And if it's a right that we have by custom and tradition, maybe that's a basis for judges to say this right exists, because judges personally like it or don't like it. They're actually trying to see, what are the privileges and immunities of citizens? What do citizens understand their own rights to be as a matter of lived practice? How about a right, for example, to present evidence on your own behalf if you're a criminal defendant? It doesn't say that in so many words. It says you have a right to confront witnesses against you and compel the production of witnesses in your favor. But what about a right to introduce physical evidence that shows that actually you didn't do it? Well, it doesn't say that, but of course that has to be a right, because the whole structure of the rights that are mentioned are basically to give you a chance to show that you're innocent. So the Ninth Amendment is a very important reminder that not all the rights are textually specified. And a second, these kind of go without saying, is looking at evolving American traditions and customs and cultures.